You're on.
But thank God we did it. All right. Good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there, and get ready to dive into another thrilling episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Frank. And joining me, as always, are my partners in crime, the pinky and the brain of the show. You know, I'm talking about Rolly, the walking encyclopedia of all cartoons. We're talking about Gemini. Now, before we get into today's episode, what happened now?
Who's the brain?
Obviously, I'm the brain. I'm the brain.
Listen, you guys figure that out. You guys figure that out. That's not my job. That's not my job. But here's what I do want to talk about, though,
wait,
right?
Wait.
So before we get into today's episode.
Hold on.
Why you gotta interrupt the poor man?
Time out.
Bro, he always fucking interrupts, man.
Hold on.
Always interrupts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a job posting for the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Social media manager. It will be posted.
We do. We do.
It will be posted on LinkedIn. Everyone apply. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. And Rolando can tell you more about the hourly wage and the benefits.
Which is none. Both.
Right. So now, before we get into today's episode, remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, and of course, throw a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, but you know what though? You can just catch us anywhere your podcast cravings take you. Come check us out on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. All right. Oh, and you got to check out our new home. And Rolly, why don't you tell us?
Why you always put me in a spot like that? Why you always put me in a spot like that? I don't have anything prepared. I don't have anything prepared like you do. So this is, every week is different. So first of all, I want to be like, Pinky, you stupid idiot. We gonna do what we always do. We do what
take
we
over
always
the world.
Do. We're gonna do the same thing we do every night.
No. You gotta do it right.
I can't do my British accent.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Brain. You got this.
Hold
buddy.
On. Brain. Go ahead. What are we doing tonight?
First of all, you fucked up already.
No.
It's Narf.
Whatever.
You gotta be Narf.
Narf.
You gotta say the Narf. You gotta be
Narf.
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 Brain. What are we gonna do
tonight?
What are we gonna do tonight?
That's you.
Yes. And then we're going to do what we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. The Pinky and the Brain. They're Pinky and the Brain.
That's just
one
terrible.
One is
that's
a genius.
Awful.
The other's insane.
The one's insane.
Awful.
Yes.
Awful, awful, awful. All
right. So going back to the original question, though.
I think you did great, Rolly.
Thank you.
You did too.
Thank you. Now I feel bad for saying that your social media skills suck.
But I still hate you for firing me.
I didn't fire you. I just hired a supervisor to help you better yourself.
Watch this.
And there he goes. He just went away, guys. Our listeners, he just disappeared. That reminds me of Jarell Powell from back in my Comcast days.
Side note,
JP.
She's still there. She's still there as a supervisor.
She does?
Yes.
She's still there?
Yes.
You think she listens?
I have no idea, but she's still
there. Because I would hate to point out that she had all that chest hair. But besides the point, one of my reviews, she said, man, she did a review for me, right? Every time she would talk to me, I just focus on her chest hairs. She did a annually review for me, and she made myself sound so amazing, blew so much smoke up my ass, and then she'd be like, you know, the top rating was a 5. She goes, 3.5. I'm like, what do you mean 3.5? You just said all this. And she's like, well, I'm trying to give you room to grow. So that's what I'm doing to you, Frank. I'm trying to give you room to grow in your position as marketing manager, but now you've been demoted to marketing employee. But same pay though, same pay. I'm not taking any pay less. And then he's gone again. All right. So going back to your original question about the new home of the Cartoon Rewind podcast, and that is cartoonrewind.com. But it's not just home of the podcast; it's also your new home for all your toy needs. Your collectibles, your anime information, your anything that's toy related, collectible related, excuse me, you're going to find it here at cartoonrewind.com. So I ask you guys to go check us out. And if you need to buy something for that special someone who really wants the Cobra Commander, I Was Once a Man, go to this website. Yeah. There might be one left. If they're all gone, it's your fault for being slow. Frank, over to you.
Well, believe it or not, it's going right back to you again, my friend, because what are we watching today?
I have no idea. I just lost track. No. We are watching, obviously, is, I don't know where I left everything at, but we're watching, what are we watching? What cartoon is we watching? Oh, this, now, guys, help me out here. Shit, you brought the watch out of retirement. That thing is almost 20 years old. All right. So, you guys have to help me out here. We're watching Battle of the Planets.
Battle of the Planets.
Yes. Or
also known as G-Force.
Or is it G-Force? Gatchaman. Which one is it?
It was Gatchaman first, mm-hmm. then G-Force, and then when it hit here in the U.S., it was Battle of the Planets.
Nope. You got it wrong.
Is it the other way around?
Gatchaman, Battle of the Planet, G-Force.
Ah, okay. So it was, gotcha, okay. So Battle of the Planets was in the middle.
Yes.
And then G-Force was after.
Yes.
Got you, okay.
So, yeah. So we're watching all three of those tonight. We're watching all three of those tonight. Now, I'm going to be honest. I've never been a fan of...
What? Really?
Yes, I've never been a fan. I don't know why. Never intrigued me. Maybe this episode will catch me, but I've caught a few here and there. It's kind of like the whole Star Wars thing. I've seen the whole trilogy, mm-hmm. the original trilogy.
But it just never caught you.
But I've never seen it in one sitting completely. I watch a little bit here, like, a little bit here, and that's it.
Like for me with Dragon Ball, I've seen a few here and there, but never a full episode. You know what I mean? So I get you, really.
All right, All right, so this week we are watching episode 6 of season 1, which is called Big Robot Gold Grab. Amazing title. I feel like they just did a Japanese direct translation. I have no idea what this cartoon's about. It originally aired October 23, 1978. I did some little fact checking for you guys. Just for those who keep count, and I swear to God, I only do this for myself. I don't do it for none of y'all. That was 45 years, 9 months, and 28 days ago, which seems like forever. And yes. The worst part is I was already born, so it makes me feel older. So I was still a baby, though.
You sure you were a baby?
I was a baby. You were already, like, what year? You were like a junior?
I was 7 years old. I was
junior high school, I think.
No, wait a minute. I was actually, I was 7 years old.
7 years old, that's not so bad.
Because I was born in 71.
And D, what were you, like a 4-year-old? If I'm 2, you're 4.
It depends, what month?
October.
Yeah, I'm October. 4. I'm 4.
4. Mm-hmm. And you're in the Virgin Islands?
Yep. Listen to Spanish.
Around,
listen to Spanish,
watching
He-Man.
Spanish.
Yep.
Spanish He-Man hasn't happened, 1978.
I'm listening to Spanish Messenger, yep. And this in Spanish too.
The only fun facts I have, nobody famous was born that we've even heard of. But music wise, number one song in the US was Hot Chow in the City. Frank, go ahead, sing it. You don't know it. You don't know it.
I know a little bit. Hot Child in the City. That's it.
All you did was read back the title to me. But okay, that's fine. That is fine. I take what I can get.
There you go.
Let me see. What's the number one song in the U.S.? Anybody want to guess what the number... Everybody should know the number one song in the U.K. Anybody want to guess? It's based on a movie?
No.
No? All right. So I'm going to share it with you guys.
Ooh, hot child in the city.
No, close.
You're running wild and looking pretty.
Oh, shit. Somebody Google it? Did you Google it or did it come to you?
It came to me.
Oh, shit. It came to you. All right.
That's all I remember.
All right. Let me see what I get. How about the number one song in Europe, right? It's this one right here.
Greece, really? Summer loving.
Had me a blast. With a beautiful and rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. Yes. But, come on. By the way, I have the album, and I listen to it regularly. I still remember the dance. So that was the number one song, and that's it. I'm not going to go very deep into what we back in the time machine, but I wanted to share how long ago and how old I feel by looking how long ago that was. And also wanted to share that one song because I'm a big Grease fan, so.
You know what, D? I just picture Rolly holding a drink in his hand like this. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Doing this thing.
That's not how it goes. That's not how it goes, though. I can do. You want me to get up? You want me to get up and do the dance?
Go ahead, buddy. Show us.
I got to do this music and everything, and I can do the hop. Add the hop. I know it. I know every song. I know every song from this. Unfortunately, there's not that many guys singing, nope. So I gotta. But
like I said, I see him in a leather jacket.
You see me in a leather. I can do that too. Yes. So you got.
I'm sure you got one.
It's lightning. Well, I forgot how the Grease lightning goes.
Go, Grease lightning. Da, 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 da. Grease lightning. Go, Grease lightning.
Grease lightning.
It's electrifying.
Mm-hmm. And then he does this. And then he does this.
Yes.
Something like that.
So, all right. But that's besides the point. So, are we going to watch this thing? Do we need to know?
Yeah, let's watch this thing, man.
Does anybody have any information about this cartoon that they would like to share besides. It came out at the same time that Summer Lovin' came out.
Nope.
On this one here, I don't have very much, whatchamacallit, info on this one, man.
All right, well then.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be some sort of a mini robot that steals gold. I have a feeling that it's going to be
that. You think it's a mini robot, the big robot gold grab? Is thinking about small robots? All right, well,
yes.
I can't hit play.
I think it's going to steal gold from some
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like some, what's that thing in the U.S. That has all the gold? What is it called again?
Fort Knox.
Yeah, like a Fort Knox type of thing. You know what I mean? That's what I think it's going to be.
Well, we know we can't get started until we hear those magic words.
Oh, that is so true. So you guys ready?
I am born ready. Ma. I don't know my daddy, but I came out that day up ready.
All right. So let's make it happen, Captain.
Okay. So I'm going to insert here the theme because I feel like we should hear this theme song here.
I'll definitely do that. And look at the ship, man. The Phoenix.
Doesn't somebody have that model?
Andy Franks presents.
Somebody's getting the model, but you haven't gotten the other one, though, the diecast version.
No. I have the model, which I have not made yet, but
I don't think you're going to make it.
The diecast one. Yes, I think it's September.
Now they're saying all their names. Well, R2-D2's on this one.
No.
Is that R2-D2?
Nope.
No, that's 7-ZAR-7.
So R2-D2? Really? They copied that shit.
Of
Tell
course.
Me they're copying this shit.
Of course they
pretty much did.
7-R-7, R2-D2. I feel like the same song, I've heard it somewhere before. Like every cartoon in the 70s had the same theme song.
You heard it. Yes, you did hear it.
Look how cool the Phoenix is, bro. You saw the ship, right?
You heard it before because it was the theme song for Gatcha Man. That's why.
This is Gatcha Man.
Nope. This is Battle of the Planets.
Oh, yes. Now you're messing my brain on purpose, aren't you? Why are there birds? Anybody? Why are there birds?
And they're ninja scientists. But look. The firing phoenix.
Because that's how they wrote the story.
You like the ship. We get it. You like the ship.
That's how they wrote the story. That's why it's birds.
Yes.
Does anybody remember watching this as... So you didn't see this when it first came out. Because
no.
Frank's the only one old enough. Frank's the only old enough to you know, to remember this.
We saw this. No, we saw this in the '80s on TBS because this is the re-edit from Gatchaman. They just added,
which is the Japanese version.
Yeah, this is just they edited these parts here with the R2-D2 lookalike. They just put those in to make it longer and extend episodes.
And to attract the U.S. audience for the kids.
Because the Japanese version is more violent and better.
Really?
Yes.
Why the? Mm-hmm. Frank, why didn't you get us that shit? Why didn't you get us that?
And this guy is, what's the word? Creepy? Because he fantasizes about the sexy female voice that comes over the ear.
Mm-hmm. And he's a voyager too. He watches people on the cameras all the time. He's got cameras like in the bathroom and shit.
What the hell were these Japanese people doing back in the '70s?
Same thing they're doing
now. You know they're freaky, man. You know they're freaky.
Same thing they're doing now. Like I posted on Facebook. There's 100 million single women in China and 50 million empty homes.
I got my passport. Let's go.
None of y'all want to go to China.
I'm ready to go.
What the hell is this?
Ooh. Did you see that? Did you see that evil robot with that laser out of his forehead?
It looks like
the whatchamacallit.
It looks like Black Manta. Look at the mask.
I was just about to say, isn't that Black Manta's kid?
He does look like a little child too.
Gold.
Oh, shit, there's a lot of gold.
See? There's the gold.
I love the gold.
Damn, those robots are lazy. Those robots are so lazy.
Not lazy. They work smarter, not harder.
Lazy.
And why is the gold glowing so much?
Because it's gold, man. It's been heated up. It's gold.
I love how that little claw came and it just sucked all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it. Oh, it's the same film, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Who has that watch? There it is. You're going to take that shit out of the plastic? You got that shit in 2009.
No, man, it's still in the plastic.
Well, how are you supposed to call people for help?
That's okay. I'll have Keith do it. By the way, that's Keith, the leader.
I thought Keith was the black lion.
That's his grandfather.
Wrong cartoon, buddy. Look, here comes the watch part.
That's his grandfather.
There's something about 60s and 70s Japanese anime that's just awesome, though.
The whole plane transmutates.
Yep.
No one noticed that back in 1970s.
No, man. And Rolly, the ship?
Yes.
The Phoenix?
Yes.
So, Keith's plane goes in the back. And then on the wings, there's a motorcycle where the girl uses. On the other wing, it's a submarine tank thing that the one that's really dorky uses. And then in the front is a Formula One. See that thing right there?
That's a Formula One? That's a big dorky. Oh, that's a dorky one.
He has a Formula One. He's the one with the attitude. You know what I mean? He's the badass.
He's mad because he has to climb and everybody else just get assisted going
down. Right?
What's that?
Fuck. I gotta get this fucking slide up this slide. Is it funny that the fat guy flies
the plane.
Chum is the yellow lion, right?
Yeah, Hunk.
Hunk.
Yeah, Hunk.
Oh my god, I'm just finding little copies here. There he is right there. So question. Does anybody know? And I know there's a reason behind this. Why does Japanese people paint it, animate it, everybody American, Caucasian?
I forgot the reason why.
There's a reason why, right?
There's no black.
Yeah, there is.
Black people in.
Well, we know why. We know why there's no black people.
Okay.
Yeah, we know why. Don't make Frank say a racist thing. So we're not gonna
talk
into it.
That's why I said it. That's why I said it.
By the way, I just realized there's no black people.
Nope.
After like 40 years of watching anime, I just realized there's not a black person.
Well, now there is. Nowadays there are.
No, they aren't.
What anime has a black person?
Dragon Ball Z has the most insulting one. Mr. Popo is black.
Dragon Ball Z, God, that is blackface. That's not black. That's blackface.
That's just horrible.
I'm waiting for him to say, Master? Mr. Master? I can't do this. So this is the Phoenix flying now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going after the guy, the robot that stole the gold.
Yes.
All right. What are we looking at, Frank?
A missile.
Now we're looking at the bad guys that are shooting a missile into the water.
And we have a bunch of idiots, like this screen.
Yes.
Oh, this is the bad guy. Isn't this the bad guy from Aquaman, the brother, Aquaman's brother? Submariner?
Aquaman?
No, that's Submariner.
Not.
That's Submariner. And
there's a bunch of little, whatchamacallit?
Ocean Master.
Ocean Master. Tell me that doesn't look like Ocean Master, and then everybody else looks like Black Manta. Now we know where DC stole it.
Where DC got it.
Yes. That looks like Ocean Master's mask.
Yes. And then the little robots that steal the gold is your Black Manta.
So when did they transform?
You can't even tell. By the eyes, by the way the eyes were blinking, you can tell that they were giving a little bit of attitude. Hmm. Those are those nonverbal clues you have to notice.
Someone's in training class.
See, that's what I want, man. I want a crib that's
In the water. Okay. That's
near water, and there's a cave underneath. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And I can make it like a little secret layer.
Okay, Bruce Wayne.
But unfortunately, you live in a mobile home. But unfortunately, you live in a
relationship. Like Mel Gibson.
But unfortunately, you live in an efficiency in Hialeah.
There you go.
And you pay $3,000 a month.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Fun fact, R2-D2 is dressed up.
They put a little cloth on him, right? He's got a little...
And a helmet.
See, all they did was just put in these extra scenes to...
So extend
and make it new episodes, but it's the same old. If you watch the other ones from before, it's the same episode. He's just different.
And there's the bad guy. Look, Rolly.
Zoran? Is that Zoran? The same people from Lord of the Rings?
That's Saruman.
Saruman, thank you. Who did I say? Sauron.
You said Zordon.
Zordon. That's a guy from Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Zordon is Power Rangers.
Rangers. All right. It still works. Just Japanese. It still works. Our Japanese listeners can follow. And for our Japanese listeners, I want to say Yamaha. What are you guys laughing at? Was that Japanese? That's a word.
What's another word?
Kawasaki? Dome Gato, Mr. Roboto.
I think they should make capes cool again.
I think you should start wearing it.
Transmute. Oh, wait, my watch.
Put it on.
I'm not going to open it.
Okay, side note, are you guys still coming to Dragon Con?
No. Okay. No, because we're going
to... But next year we are. Next year, yes.
We're doing New York Comic Con, and New York's super expensive.
Yes. But next year we got to do Dragon Con.
You're going to let me volunteer again, yeah.
You're volunteering this year?
Yep.
All right, so you take some pictures for us.
Look, it's a batarang, but it's a bird.
Nope, it's not a batarang. It's not a batarang. It's a birdarang.
A birdarang, yeah. We're called G-Force.
Beat him up. even though we have guns, you can beat us up.
Of course, man. They're G-Force, man.
Let's just wait. Let's not fire until they get closer. Wait.
They're ninja scientists. I'm not sure if you guys knew that.
Yeah, what does that mean, though? They study the science of ninjas, or they just...
No. They're ninjas and they're scientists.
Just like how you guys are ninjas and you guys are podcasters. Same thing.
It's true. Except these are ninjas. These are real ones.
And there's the gold all glowing. I still don't get why it's glowing.
Because it's gold, man.
It's radioactive.
Maybe Japan people think that gold glows in the U.S.?
If you rub it long enough, it does. Again, how do you get fire underwater? This is awesome.
By the way, I don't know. I've never had enough gold to rub where it glows.
Me neither. La, 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 la. The dome opens up, of course. I remember the dome.
There's the F1. Yes.
See?
The poor guy had to climb down there. Like, mm-hmm. Hold on, don't launch it yet. Let me go down there.
And you know that's Casey Kasem, right?
Jason's got it. Yes.
I did not. No.
Yeah, you can talk about the voice.
That guy did so many voices, though.
And there comes the robots again.
By the way, they just reuse the same cell, the mm-hmm. animation cell.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yes, buddy. Big time. Like this one? They use this one 3 times already. The one with the little robots. Ooh, are they doing the pyramid thing?
Mini,
there you go.
A mini whirlwind.
Yep. Look, Rolly.
Spinning around.
Can't do that.
It's true. But you hate Power Rangers, so that's probably why you're saying that.
Well, I don't hate them.
Again, I
respect the Power Rangers. You know what I mean? They have their followers. I respect it.
We have guns. Why don't they shoot? Didn't we say someone hated Power Rangers at a con and somebody looked at us crazy?
Well, Frank... Well,
I think
Frank
that was Rolando, wasn't it?
Frank decided to walk into a freaking room full of Power Ranger fans and say, Power Rangers is stupid. Why are we here? Yeah, he went down on his own.
I know.
He went down. I was not gonna take that. I left his ass behind.
That room real
quick. Yeah, you both did.
Yeah. No. Before I left, I said, "What? Power Rangers is super cool." So they know I wasn't with him.
Yeah.
And I patted him on the shoulder, and I turned my ass around. Like, who says that shit loud? Like, just put it as a sport analogy. No one goes to the other team stadium and say,
"This team
your
sucks."
Your team sucks.
Exactly.
When they're surrounded by the fans.
I was like, "Wow!" Turn around and left. Boy, I tell you.
Yep.
Look at this. All these.
No, Jason, don't fire the missiles.
Jason,
if you miss.
Jason always wants to fire the missiles. He always wants to press them.
Fuck yeah, man.
He's such an angry person. He's the Dwayne of the group.
No, he's not.
Dwayne will fire missiles all the time. Fire missile. We have an angry people. Fire missile. You didn't let me finish. Fire missile. Dwayne's one of those people, like, you give him the box, like, hey, if you press this button, somebody in the world would die, but you get 100, and you press it already. You
still press it. No, real quick. Before you even finish the sentence.
Yeah. But
I
still.
I have a feeling the little robots are going to combine with this drill submarine thing.
I feel like you watched this already.
I feel like the gold is going to break loose.
Oh, no, it is. Look at that.
It's fake.
The golds are fake?
It's fake. Jason changed it.
Is that what, but it still glows.
Yeah, right?
Concrete.
So Oh, you're screwed,
Oh,
buddy.
he's screwed, totally screwed. Oh, his boss looks just like him, but with he's got pointier.
You got pointy ears
Helmet.
and pointy nose.
Yeah.
He looks like a wolf.
Fox, wolf, both of these are very good animals. I accept both of these as answers.
I think he's wearing lipstick.
Lip gloss.
He does have lip gloss, yes.
Now, I think he just told the robot to kill this for freaking
blow up.
Aquaman, dude.
Blow up. That's what he told him to.
Oh, damn, he is going to blow up. Look, he's going to press the self-destruct, his own self-destruct button.
Is that the Phoenix coming in?
See, you can't find that in people, man. That's why robots are the best villains, man.
Oh, shit.
If I ever become some sort of criminal organization.
Did we just watch a murder happen?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Did I just watch a murder happen in cartoons, Saturday morning cartoons?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
You just didn't see it on screen.
Mm-hmm.
No, but everybody, it's implied.
And I can't wait to get my Phoenix.
You already have it.
Got him again.
Build it. Build your Phoenix.
You know what, D? I started remembering.
What?
You're absolutely right, buddy.
What?
This freaking robot dude, Zaron 7, whatever, was only added in the American version.
Yeah, because they remember they redid, they did Gotcha Man, then they redid Battle of the Planets, and then they had to redo it again, so they have to add him.
But when they did G-Force, he wasn't in it, right?
No.
Okay, because I remember seeing one version of this that I enjoyed more because he was missing.
Yeah,
so I was thinking, wait a minute, was it the Japanese version
it was American.
That I'm remembering, or it was it the third version,
it was
which is G-Force?
Yeah, it was American.
G-Force!
Jason's a badass.
Jason's a pain in the ass. That's what he is.
Yeah, but again, you can't blame him, man. Everybody else has a slide to get to the main, I mean, to the bridge of the ship, except for him. You know what I mean? And then his vehicle's in the front, so that's where most of the damage comes, right? So his ship gets destroyed all the time. Or bullet holes that he has to patch up. I don't blame him for being pissed. There it is. All right, man. So it is over.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's go. We're going to dig in straight to our usualness. Let me do it. I'll be doing it kind of quick.
Okay.
Because, you know, by now, hopefully, we have enough repeat listeners that they're tired of hearing this. So we're going to rate the cartoon. We're going to rate the cartoon right now. Yeah, because we're already like what 30 episodes in. So if you don't know it, you're not real. You're not a real cartoon rewind fan.
Yeah, not a real cartoon addict.
Yeah. Yes. But we're not cartoon addict. We're cartoon rewind. Use a slogan. It's copyrighted. But no.
There are cartoon addicts.
I know they're cartoon addicts, but there's a website called Cartoon
Addict.
Fine,
you got a cartoon rewind.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, we can try that one. All right, we watch cartoons, we rate it. We have a three rating systems. Number one is I'm going to go with the rewind. So if you love the cartoon, you want to watch more of it, the one we just watched, you want to watch more of it, you rate it as a rewind. If this cartoon was okay and you want to watch but intrigued you enough where you want to watch the rest of it or watch a few more episodes, let's give it a fast forward. And if this cartoon was crap, like anything that Frank watches, we give that an eject. And we eject that cassette, we pull out the stream tape, and we burn it.
Don't make me use this.
Don't call.
I will
don't
transform.
Call anyone. Yes. No.
I will transform.
Okay.
I want you to know that.
All right. So with that being said, let me go ahead and let me give it a rating system. Rate it. It's not a rewind for me. And I'll be honest with you, this is like the first full episode I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
But it's not a rewind. However, though, I did enjoy it. It did bring me back to my childhood. It brought me back to all those 70s and late 60s. Like, I got really good Speed Racer vibes from this.
Mm-hmm.
So I would watch it again. It wasn't terrible. I like the fact that it – I like how you guys told me it's a lot more violent in the Japanese version, and I saw some guy die in the cartoon. Great. So I'm putting this as a fast forward.
Yes. So this episode wasn't the greatest, but it was enough for you to continue watching other episodes.
Yes, correct.
Got you. Okay. D, how about you, buddy?
Okay, question. Are we combining all three, or are we doing them separately? All right, is
Gotcha? I still don't know the difference, so it's Gotcha, up to you.
Yeah.
Gotcha Man.
Dealer's choice.
Okay, this is what it is. Gotcha Man is the Japanese version.
Oh, we're talking about this one, buddy. This one.
Okay, so if we're just doing this one, it's a fast forward. Yes. It's a fast forward because of, what's his name? Seven Zark Seven. There wasn't enough action in it for him. So it's a fast forward.
Okay. CD, I knew what you were talking about, my friend. Well, I am going to give this one also a fast forward because I started remembering that freaking R2-D2 dude was the one thing that drove me nuts. But I am still a fan of the cartoon, except I do like the Gotcha Man version, which is the Japanese one. So I'm going to give this one, because it's Battle of the Planets, the American, the one that got Americanized, a fast forward as well. Yes. Because you know I'm a big fan of the ship.
You just love the ship and the watch.
I do, man. I had to take it out for you guys, man.
Yeah. Collectors. How much? That's a $100 watch right there.
I don't know. I'm about to take a picture of it.
Is it available on the cartoon?
It does say caution: not recommended for children under 3 years of age.
That's about you.
It contains small parts, which presents a choking hazard for young children.
Frank, is it available on the Cartoon Rewind website?
Toy Store? No, it's not. No, this is mine. This is mine.
That's from his personal collection from the archives, the Frank the Tank archives.
You know, I still have my Green Lantern ring.
I have my Green Lantern ring, my Black Lantern, and my red.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what I have that you don't have?
What's that?
The lantern itself. I can recharge it.
You still have that?
I still have it.
Ring where you can actually...
Yeah, and it charges it up.
Nice. I got to buy that from you one of these days.
Hey.
Yeah,
go cartoonrewind.com.
Well, I think that's it, Rolly. What do you think, buddy?
No, I think we did good. I think we're good.
Yes. All right, perfect. And guess what, Mark Cartoon... Rewinders? Is that what I'm calling them now?
Let's try and see how it feels.
Alright, so that wraps up our show for today. And from all of us here at Cartoon Rewind, we want to send you out a huge thank you for tuning in. And also do us a favor. Remember to show us some love, right? Give us a like, right? Hit that subscribe button.
We ain't begging.
Share our content. You know what I mean, with all your friends. And of course, you can stay connected on us. You can stay connected with us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you know what? Wherever you get your podcast cravings.
What's up with crap? Why do you keep on going with crap?
I don't know, but I always do it at the end of the part. I don't know why. Oh, and also don't forget to catch us on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. Now, the quality of the clips might change because we're getting a new manager. You know, so once it gets terrible, remember, send all of your hate mail to Rolando because it's his fault. All right. So until next time, I just want to say peace to my fellow cartoon addicts.